This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, another hour of conversation put forth by the talents on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan, and most of all, you here hanging around trying to figure out what's going on in the world. I was looking at a study that shows that 95% of you who are fired get let go because it's not because you're incompetent. It's because you have an inability to get along with other people. You do not have a good attitude. So if you have a positive attitude and the ability to work in harmony, that doesn't mean you're a pushover, but you need to be able to work with others. Skills that we are not creating in our home life, in our school life, in our social life, we are not promoting the skill of conversation and of negotiation because we are so absorbed by these tablets and the iPhones and all of the schemes and things that these people who want to control your brain and control the world, they're up to no good. Is it a great thing to have as a tool? Yeah. I think they're fabulous to have as a tool. But do I let them overtake my life? No. So I think the sensible thinking is needed here. Maybe my question for all of us is how, Jennifer, you're running your business. God love Jennifer. She's on this program. She does a local LA morning program, does a Inland Empire show in the afternoon, runs CRN Digital with her father in Los Angeles. And you have to hire people. How do you rate the attitude and the friendliness of the people who are working with you and you?
Totally matters. It's high up on the list. I mean, obviously, the skill set's most important, but when you have choices, and, you know, you always do now, there are always people that are looking for work, you're going to go with the person who best fits into your office culture, right? Somebody who's not going to be either turned off by the culture you have or is going to be a cog in the wheel, or you're going to go with someone who will fit in. And I think that plays a huge role in it. And so a lot of times I'll notice people come in for job interviews and they're trying to be on, you know, their best behavior and their, you know, maybe seem almost even a smidge uptight. And it's not that you don't want professionalism. Believe me, I would rather have professionalism all day long. But in a creative environment like radio that we all work in, you want to be able to feel like everybody's going to get along. And that makes the team better. So that's always my interview tip when somebody goes, oh, I have a big one. It's be yourself. I mean, maybe be, depending on who you are.
Calm me down a notch, yourself.
But be yourself.
Well, we were just talking about somebody off the air who is not going, or maybe it was on the air, I can't remember, our conversations blend, and that's why when you listen to the DJV show podcast, it's a blend of what we're doing on the air and off the air. But there was a family, we were talking about coming together for Thanksgiving, and a sister's not coming because she didn't get along with the mother or the brother or whatever. That's, you know how ridiculous that is? It really is. And what an egomaniac you must be not to want to try to figure it out and get it. You don't have to be best friends, but get along and not be so intolerant.
Oh, that was the we were talking about David Cassidy's daughter.
Oh, that's right, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, his sister not around for him. So, anyway, the attitude, the friendliness, I think, Victoria, you've had a couple of really good experiences in this radio business, working in high-powered places in New York, where people have large attitudes and egos. So, and your husband works in one of those places too.
Mm-hmm.
What is there about it that makes it work? How do you make it work for you? And what tips do you have for people who are going through the same kind of machinations that we're talking about? You try to get along with people, and some people are just not, they don't want to get along. They have their own stuff.
Yeah, I mean, our business is so weird, and it's like 100%. Well, I don't want to say it's 100% ego-driven, because I've been very fortunate. I've had great relationships with almost every single person that I've been on the air with, so I don't even want to say that. But, you know, in any other type of job, I think that, you know, Jen's right. You know, if you go for an interview, be yourself. But I think that there's something about respecting seniority and respecting that other people
experience.
Have been there longer.
Yeah.
And I think going into any new job situation with a humbled attitude and, you know, not trying to go in like gangbusters and try to show everybody what you can do, everyone will eventually see what you can do. Go in, try to go in with a team player attitude, and then, you know, the cream rises to the top. So I think that that's probably the best approach I've tried to use.
I remember there was it Loman and Barkley? I'm trying to remember. Bob and I talked about it. Bob's the GM. He was program director. He grew up around Loman and Barkley. Couldn't stand each other. There was a morning team somewhere.
There's a million of them.
Oh, well,
they only talk through a producer. Yeah.
On the air.
There's
right,
so
yeah.
many of
yeah.
those stories.
Yeah. I couldn't begin to imagine not getting along with all of you. If we didn't all get along, we wouldn't have the rape RT. We wouldn't have the fun. We wouldn't have the ability to be honest with each other.
We're lucky.
That's what
yeah.
people like. People want to hear. They want to know that what's going on here is real. And when Kara teases me or I tease her or vice versa with Victoria, Jennifer, whomever, whatever it is said with love connected to it. Kara, so, well, you're just getting your feet wet, so it may not be fair to ask you about circumstances where people have worked or have been difficult to work with. Although there are a few characters
I think Kara's probably got a few stories more than you think.
Maybe. Yeah. There are a few characters that are in
there. I'll just keep those stories.
Yeah, probably. What'd your mother say? If you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. All right. 13 past the hour. Speaking of hiring, it's the time of year when people are thinking, all right, do I need to expand in January? Did you see the projections of Goldman Sachs over the weekend for the economy in 2018? You think the economy is good in 2017. They say it's going to be fab in 2018. So is your business going to expand? And if your business is going to expand, how do you get the people that are what we just described in the previous conversation, the Jennifer and Victoria conversation about who's good to work with and who isn't? You got to have people that will work with you, not only good at what they do, but good at getting along with people. Otherwise, you get a stick in the mud in there and you're going to have a real problem. So, as you're thinking about the right hire, get the right tools, get the smarter tools used by ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com is different. So, the job candidate is going to come to you. They're going to bring them to you. So, you post, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free. And then the right candidates are going to be paired with you because that's how the software works. In 24 hours, you'll have an active, interested candidate or two or three or four for you to look at. ZipRecruiter is different. It finds the right people. Get a head start on the new year and on the interview process by using ZipRecruiter.com. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get good quality candidates through the site in that first day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Get to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free. Yep, free. Yes, yes, you heard me. Free. First time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Shop Black Friday deals online Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Get $19.99 toys. Quarter carat diamond earrings are just $34.99. Shop online for $2.99 bath towels or $8.99 throws. And get $9.99 women's sweaters. It's Kohl's Black Friday. Shop online Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, you are. 16 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. Okay, the Darwin Awards, or close to it. Here's the story about the guy from Tennessee who accidentally shot himself and his wife during a discussion at their church about gun safety.
Oh, my God.
The are they okay?
His wife, whose names have not been released, were attending the social club meeting of the First United Methodist Church. The club is unaffiliated with the church itself. They were talking about concealed carry and protecting themselves. During the discussion, one attendee pulled out his own gun to show others. And then the gun went off. No details as to what happened. The police chief says a man pulled the trigger after declaring the gun was unloaded, apparently forgetting he had just loaded it. The man squeezed the trigger while pulling the gun out of his pocket. When it went off, the bullet hit the man's left arm and hand before going through his wife's abdomen and forearm. Ooh. They're both in their 80s.
Oh. Are they okay?
Apparently.
Going through an abdomen, I mean, even if they're alive, that's not great.
No. What in the world?
Right. I always wonder, I've read multiple stories about that, though, where someone thinks the gun is unloaded.
I know.
Or they, like, jokingly play Russian roulette and think it's unloaded, and then it's loaded. How do you not check that first?
Yeah. How is it an accident if he pulls it out and pulls the trigger? I mean, an accident, what is this? Yeah, isn't it? I don't think the NRA says assume all guns are loaded all the time, don't they?
All the time, yeah. That's
and
like
that
the
every
first
safety is
thing.
Broken; it will never work. That's what they teach you. What a train wreck! Came near to killing somebody. Wow. Oof. Okay, so here's another one. This bests the last story. 16-year-old girl facing criminal charges after she brought a loaded handgun to high school last Friday. Police in Boston, school officials say officers went to the education complex. Police stopped the girl whose name wasn't released. Recovered the Ruger. This is a serious gun. This is not like a little, you know, those pea shooter things. This is a serious gun. She was arrested on charges of unlawful possession and will be tried as an adult. She had ammunition and the loaded gun. And they don't know why she brought the... Well, if they do know, they're not saying why she brought the gun into the school. This is not a school. This is a... this says something also. They have, in some schools in Boston and other cities as well, they do now have metal detectors. But if it's an upscale school like Boston Latin, Boston English, where the so-called better students go, they don't have metal detectors because they don't think the quote-unquote better kids... How'd you like that? Man, that's got to have a class action lawsuit written all over it. How they have the balsam to do that? The lower-end kids have to go through metal detectors, but the upper crust don't have to go through metal detectors?
That happens in New York City schools, too. A friend
really?
Of mine is a teacher at a private school, and there are no metal detectors, and all the public schools have metal detectors.
Wow.
I think it's a choice that the private schools make cause when, well, you know, like, perspective.
This is a public upscale. They have, in Boston, they have the old Latin and Boston Latin, Boston English.
They were private.
No, No, these are public schools.
Well, I think that each school probably makes that choice that it doesn't look right if prospective parents and students are taking a tour and they've got to walk through a metal detector before they get in the building.
Yeah, it's off-putting.
It's a lot about how it looks.
Wow. Anyway. Guns. 21 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
She never saw herself as a West Coaster. Moved all the way cause her grandma told her towns. Better swim before you drown.
This is where I come across trying to figure out who it is that we're listening to here.
Harry Styles.
Of course. Harry Styles and R&B star Miguel performing at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show in Shanghai today. Tony winner Leslie Odom Jr. and Chinese singer Jane Zhang will also perform at the Mercedes-Benz Arena. The show will air November 28th on CBS.
Victoria's I'm sure you Secret. Watch this every year, don't you, Doug?
No. I never thought.
Come on.
Yeah. Just because they go on.
Every guy says they don't watch.
You're ready to hand us your man card if you're really not watching.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, if they had some models who had some hooch to them, then maybe it would
oh,
be worth watching.
Oh, there's some hooch.
There's. Is that Upton in it?
No.
She was. Wasn't she an angel?
I don't know. I don't think she was ever Victoria's Secret. She was just on Sports Illustrated. But didn't I hear that Chrissy Teigen, like, really wanted to close the show out? She's got a little hooch.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to, but I don't
they
know.
They do. They definitely the outfits have gotten less and less. There's not a whole lot left to the imagination.
Yeah, there's pretty much more. Like, they always wear high boots and shoes. Like, there's more to the boots than there is to the actual outfit. But
the wings are a lot bigger than anything else they're wearing.
So do the ladies watch this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watch it.
Good. And you like it?
Well, the musical performances have kind of become, like, the centerpiece in the last, I'd say, like, 3 or 4 years. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. I mean, they've had a really impressive list of performers.
Okay. All right. P.J. Diddy. P. Diddy. You know there's no J there. DJ Khalid are on a panel of The Four, the singing show on Fox. So what do we have, another one of these shows?
Yep.
How dumb that they got rid of American Idol, and now they're going to have this show, The Four, yeah, to compete with American Idol and The Voice. I mean,
who's going
to
watch this?
So congested.
Who's going to watch this?
I don't know that anybody will. I mean, the judges are okay, and they've got Meghan Trainor. Yeah, but...
Who's Charlie Watt?
He's a record executive, so they have, like, one guy in the business, and then the other are talent. I mean, it's essentially what they did with American Idol. They had Randy Jackson, who was, like, the music producer, and then they had the three of, you know, it's just, it's weird. I don't know why they let Idol go.
Not a lot of
imagination
connected to this, I would think. Not a lot of imagination. Okay. So, Gene Simmons is making himself very visible these days.
Yeah.
Very smart cookie. He went into, what was it, the green room at Fox last week and ripped his shirt open and said, "Sue me, girls." And so they he showed him the door. But everybody's talking about it. So this weekend, he was doing a performance, local performance, and I think this actually took place in the Providence Arena. Remember on the Brady Bunch when Marcia says she'll get Davy Jones to perform at her junior prom?
Sure.
It doesn't happen very easily, but it did actually work out. Rarely do these people, I think Taylor Swift has done, haven't a few of these ladies gone to proms with guys when guys have asked them, you know, that kind of stuff.
I think Demi Lovato did once. Yeah. And yeah.
So here's the story of a kid from Framingham named Max Trotterman, who met Gene Simmons at Comic-Con in Rhode Island, and he said, "Can I perform with you? Because all my friends back in Framingham wouldn't believe that I was able to do it." And he said, "Sure, come on up, kid." So he performed on stage with Kiss, and now everybody in town's talking about it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Whoops, well, that's 26 for the hour and 34 after the hour on the DJB Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, at DJB Show. You can connect with us there, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and Doug Steffen, at Doug Steffen. A lot of things posted on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJB Show. That'll just take your breath away. Did you know, ladies, that 20... of these here states in our United States of America now suspend people's driver's licenses if they fall behind on student loan payments? And is this a good idea? Is this a fair idea?
There's How do you get to work, attention. Then, to pay off your student loans?
Great question. Thank you. That's kind of like putting people in jail when they owe people money. Why would you do that?
Right,
how do they
exactly.
pay it back?
Less stupid. Yeah. Whose idea was this?
What, to suspend people's license? Some... group of legislators. They'll, you know, there are not a lot of original thinkers. If people, there are two sets of states, Massachusetts and Connecticut. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, there are four groups, maybe four in this group. Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, and California. When they pass things, any other state that deems itself moderately liberal looks at it and they copy the legislation that comes. This goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know that. And the same is true whenever there is right of center, conservative, so-called conservative. I don't like using that term because it doesn't apply usually to what we're talking about. But anyway, right of center ideas, they look at what's going on in Arkansas or Texas or Ohio or Florida. And then other states that are in that same mindset, they take the ideas and they try to make them their own. So you ask the question, where do these ideas come from? I'm guessing it probably started. I can't name the 20 states now that I've asked the question or now that I brought it forth. I don't believe that it happens here in Massachusetts or California, Jennifer. But I know, I do think it does happen in Ohio. But, why? Yeah, I mean, so what else can you do if, in fact, you, this is trying to get men, mostly, who are curs that don't want to pay the alimony. That happens as well with alimony, child support, student loan payments, all of that sort of thing. Is this appropriate? And you answer the question quickly, Victoria, by saying, well, how do you pay it back if you don't have any way to drive to work or to get to work? And I think that that's an important consideration. But yet it's being done more and more and more because this is more and more of a problem. The people who try to just cop out on their responsibilities, whether it's paying back a loan,
I thought garnishing someone's wages was what they used to do, right?
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sure does make more sense to me. Anyway, food for thought, thinking about that sort of thing. Let's travel around the country and see what we can come up with for things that are of interest and import today. Bankrate.com, ranking the 50 largest metro areas as retirement havens. They give less weight to hallmarks and more to practical attributes these days. Results of a poll at Bankrate.com, kind of, in a sense, counterintuitive, because Pittsburgh is the number one city, the best place to retire. Now, who would have thought that? I met somebody on that trip that I went to Italy who came from Pittsburgh and loved living there. Pittsburgh is not, I've been there.
It's very underrated, apparently. I mean,
yeah. It's kind of cold and dark and dank and,
See, that's not what anybody says. I mean, that's what I think. I've never been to Pittsburgh, and as a New Jerseyan, I would just assume that that's what it's like, but that's totally the opposite of everyone I know who's been there. They said it's a beautiful
city.
They
love it there.
They
love it. So what are we missing out on? We got to be missing out.
Maybe you got to go for a visit. When was the last time you were there?
I have visited a lot of the stations that carry the program in Pennsylvania and also in eastern Ohio. I'm just trying to think. There's the closest. Let's say I've been in Punxsutawney. I've been in there's a station near Bedford that I've been in, and there's one other one I visited, and I can't remember. I always love those spots because they're farm areas. That's neat. I love to go to the farm areas. Anyway, somebody will send us a note. I'll get an email, or it's Doug at DougStephan.com, or a connection on Twitter at DougStephan. Maybe somebody will send us a note and a picture of how beautiful it is in Pittsburgh. So anyway, that's the number one place, according to this overall rating, to retire in our country. Boston is number two, and Los Angeles number three. So I guess if I were retiring, I'd be in the right places, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional senior playgrounds like Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, 30 and 42nd, respectively, on the list.
Huh. I would think the cheaper places to live would be higher up on the list.
Yeah, maybe that's why it is. Pittsburgh has got lousy weather, but they have very light
Well, the weather, let's be honest, though, the weather in Pittsburgh can't be anything that's, I mean, it's not as bad as Boston.
Average temperature, 52 degrees. There snows 40 days a year. Let's see, low crime rate, affordable cost of living, low cost health care. Very
friendly. Also, I've heard very clean. People say it's very clean.
You know, they do get a lot of snow, but I think the thing that makes it worse is that it is so hilly there. The last time I went, it was basically like you were in San Francisco.
Because
I was visiting a friend, and he lived at the very top of a hill, and you're just going up, and you hit a stop sign.
Yeah.
And then you go up, and then you go up, and you just keep going up.
Western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio, the Appalachians, a lot of up and down and up and down. Once you get beyond 81, if you're heading west on Interstate 76, which is the Pennsylvania Turnpike, or any of the, there's another, Interstate 80 goes across Pennsylvania. You get to beyond Harrisburg, that western part of Pennsylvania, very hilly.
Yep.
You're right about that. So let's see here. Boston was tops in health care, performed well in crime. Let's see here. A week showing the weather as well, and cost of living in Boston ain't beautiful, so that's not an attraction. All right, Jennifer, let's check out L.A. here. The reason people want to retire to the L.A. area is because there are so many things to do.
Like sit in traffic. On those way, on your way to do all those exciting things.
Right.
It takes you forever to get there.
L.A. has low scores on health care, cost of living, and the presence of other seniors. Ranking last among the 50 metro areas, Jennifer, was San Bernardino. Now, you're familiar. You do one of the programs you carry, do is carried in San Bernardino.
Yep.
So what about what's there?
I mean, that ranked worst in the country. Like, what's going on in San Bernardino?
Well,
it's surprising because that area is actually kind of up and coming a bit. San Bernardino, though, for the last several years was bankrupt. That was where the terrorist attack hit. Remember with the Inland Regional Center. And so then that kind of probably drove people away a bit. But, I mean, it's really no different than living in Riverside or Los Angeles. I mean, no matter where you are in Southern California, you're going to drive somewhere to do something. So it surprises me that it would be that low on the list.
Mm-hmm. No.
I guess no one says, well, I want to go to San Bernardino. I mean, nobody says that, maybe.
San Bernardino. You're driving through it. Once you get into that area and then you start driving in to the Inland Empire and see, it's either desert or just shopping malls on top of shopping malls for 80 miles. If you come into Los Angeles on the 10, it may be not 80 miles, but it certainly is 40 miles. Right, Jennifer, are you coming on the 10? By the time you get to Oxnard, and from that point in, it's just one mall after another.
A lot of malls, a lot of retail, car dealership. Yeah, I mean, it's all built up. There's no space in between anymore. It used to be that there was like some residential areas and a break in it, but it's just it's all business all the time.
All right, let's give everybody a chance to take a nap, get a rest. How are you doing on your weekend course? Did you take a nap over the weekend? All three of you, did you take naps over the weekend? Carrie, you took a nap?
I did take a nap, actually. Yes.
So how is it different when you take a nap, when you get into bed, what do you do to the pillow? What happens is the pillow, do you do everything the same when you take a nap as you do when you're actually going to bed for 7 or 8 hours?
Yeah, I puff it up and I put it, I always tell you my little trick. I kind of stuff my MyPillow in the crevice between my neck and my head, the way it lays on the mattress.
Yep.
And then I'm off to sleep.
And then
I should try that because I just beat up all my pillows over and over and over until I can get into a comfortable position.
It's all about the fluff and fold. You fluff and then you fold.
Fluff and fold. All right. So this is something that you keep in mind if you want to maneuver your pillow. You got to have the right pillow to maneuver, and that's where MyPillow comes in. MyPillow brings all of your bad nights to an end. Their patented adjustable fill, which is inside obviously every MyPillow, stays cool and in place all night. So it gives your head, the neck, and support like no other pillow. So you'll feel better. You'll stay in bed longer, be more comfortable, and wake up refreshed like you've never had a better night's sleep. And that night after night after night is very cool. So as we're into the holidays, here's a special deal from MyPillow. And Mike, who is the major domo, this guy is really pretty interesting. He's figured out how to do this, and he pretty much not only is the spokesperson for the company, but he runs it as well. He's the inventor of MyPillow. Mike Linder says, I'm giving you one free pillow for everyone you buy right now while supplies last. So is this offer going to last till Christmas? You can only hope. But why not get in on it now? Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and get one free pillow with a new premier, or what do they call it? Premium pillow. Not the premier pillow. Premium pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, Victoria, and get a free premium pillow when you buy at MyPillow.com. Again, the promo code is DJV, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's patented. The fill is patented, so you get the support you need. Why not? Do it now while you're thinking about it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Over 1 million Americans are currently living with type 1 diabetes, and by the year 2050, that number will jump to 5 million people. Star of the upcoming Marvel TV series New Warriors, Derek Thieler has lived with type 1 diabetes since he was 3 and has teamed with Dexcom's Call of the Warrior campaign during National Diabetes Awareness Month.
It's November, so that's Diabetes Awareness Month. And my partnership with Dexcom, we came up with this great campaign called The Call of the Warrior. And what we want people to do is give us your warrior call, something to show diabetes that you aren't going to let it hold you back and you're going to achieve your goals. All that it takes for you to do that, once you've uploaded the photo or video, is hashtag warrior up. And then you tag Dexcom, and they will make a donation to a diabetes charity every time they get one of those.
To learn more about the Call of the Warrior campaign, visit Facebook.com/Dexcom.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, we have 47 after the hour now. High stakes on the radio with Victoria and Jennifer. Here, speaking of high stakes, Lord & Taylor is moving into Walmart, or they're somehow or other coordinating their fashion game with Walmart.com. I'm really surprised at this. Anybody else who saw this? What's the attraction for Lord & Taylor, which is really an upscale brand, put their stuff on Walmart.com? What's going on here?
Well, Lord & Taylor is in really, really bad shape. I mean, their flagship store on Fifth Avenue, which is a beautiful store, they had to sell it. So it's they really need help. If they're going to remain a brand, and they do have their own, they make their own clothing line as well.
Yes.
They're going to stay a brand, then they have to do something like this. And on the other side of it, Walmart has been seeing, apparently they've had, because they can tell what people search for. So apparently people are searching for higher end brands than what Walmart carries.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes a lot of sense for Walmart to say, all right, let's team up with Lord & Taylor. We kind of need each other, and let's see what happens. I think it's a smart move.
That's interesting, actually. Yeah.
Would you use it? Any or all of you use this?
Yeah.
You would.
Especially to trick people, because they don't know that Lord & Taylor's at Walmart, probably, unless they listen to this program. So.
Yeah. Well, it's Walmart is, as I understand it, no slouch when it comes to selling online. They're competing quite well with Amazon, looking around for partners. Is that?
Well, they're not, actually.
Yes,
that's why they're looking for partners, because they were way too late to the online game.
Oh, I thought
and
they were doing
still
well with it.
No, they've been. That's why they're doing things like this, because they're really trying to come up with exclusive reasons for people to shop on their site more. Because Walmart has been so heavily relying on foot traffic, and Amazon has taken away a lot of their grocery business and a lot of their, you know, just in general, Amazon delivers the next day. It's really easy to do, and so Walmart has started to do an at-home delivery system as well. But they really need more. They need more partners and more help.
So when will this begin? Right away?
I think they're closing this deal, I think, by the end of this year.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
All right. 10 before the hour, you're listening to the DJV show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Gotta to figure out what this is all about. At 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Tom Kreidler.
Good morning.
The host of the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show with Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit, yeah, da-da.
So people say to me, Doug, they say Money Pit. Isn't that negative? I'm like, no.
No.
You know, it's everybody has got a Money Pit. It's a house you love. Yes, it needs some care and some cash, and we're going to help you do that in the most effective.
Care and cash. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. That's a great slogan. We help you to care and save cash. Care and cash. Sounds like a morning show.
I'm going
to
do that.
Huh? Morning show. All right, I saw something that sort of got my eye, because I'm thinking about bathrooms in my house and the kitchen, and people are always redoing the kitchen. But how hard is it? Are home bathrooms getting fancier, and is it more expensive when you trying to do the shower and the problem that I've had anyway, at least in this house, has been that the tiles are getting old.
Yep.
And you can
and dated.
See. Oh yeah, right. Yeah. So what do you?
Well,
do?
Here's
what
the thing, Doug. I mean, the room is so small that you think it would be an inexpensive makeover, but it's actually pretty complicated because there's a lot of steps involved in taking a bathroom apart and putting it back together. Not to mention the fact that if you've only got one bathroom in the house, it's even more complicated because you have to maintain the use of at least the fixtures throughout this time. So you have to think carefully about how much you want to do. Now, you mentioned old tile. We get that question a lot on the national show. And, you know, generally I say to folks, think very carefully about whether or not you want to tear out that tile, because first of all, usually the old tile is very well installed, like much better installed than we've seen in the last 20 years.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It's on like mud walls, it's thick, it's durable. Okay, it's avocado, but
but it's really solid. Can't you spray it? Now you can spray the tile, can't you?
You can paint tile, you can paint tubs, but I got to tell you, man, it just doesn't last.
No.
It just doesn't. Looks great in the pictures, but it's not the same. So what I suggest you do, and what Leslie, my very talented Emmy-nominated decorator partner, has said is decorate around it. Figure a way to keep that one color of the tile. Now, if it's on the floor, by the way, it's easy to cover that because you could put something like a laminate on top of that old nasty mosaic that's probably all grungy, and that will work fine. But if it's on the walls of the tub, or the shower, I would decorate around it. I'd keep that color and decorate everything else and make it a feature. And you can do this and have it come out, you know, pretty darn good, because it's a very complicated repair. You know, minor repairs in a section in a bathroom would be like replacing your sink, your lighting, your toilet. You know, that's easy stuff to do. Yeah. Painting, of course. But when it comes to that tub and that shower and the tile, that's where the rubber meets the road.
So here's the story of a lifetime. My father decided he wanted to redo the floor in the bathroom upstairs when I was a kid.
Yep.
And I was handier than he was. But he went out and bought the ceramic tiles that were on sheets, these little inch-by-inch chips. Do you know what I'm talking about? They were on, like, sort of paper.
Yeah, they're like on a mat, right?
Yeah,
like a mat.
Right, right, yeah.
Yep.
And so he said, well, find out how to put it down. I said, well, I don't put it in. You got to have some cement. I mean, I'm like 12 years old.
Put you in
14 years old. But I was handy outside the house, so he figured I could figure out how to do this.
Exactly.
So I remember we put it down, and somehow I didn't get enough mortar next to the tub. So whenever the tub overflowed, for the rest of the time we lived in the house, it went into the space.
Right.
And it must have rotted the...
Oh, it rotted it out. But you know what, Doug? That's not necessarily your fault as a 12-year-old. I'm sorry you've been carrying this load all of these years.
Yes, guilt all of my life.
But that actually, you know, after 20-plus years as a home inspector, I knew in the bathroom where the most likely places the floor was to rot. And I would always gently take my foot and press it around that edge of the tub because, you know, just sloppy shower taken in bathtubs.
Yeah.
You always get water there.
Water's
and then
outside,
also around the base of the toilet because of slow leaks through the wax seals there. Those are the two places the floors commonly do rot out. And that's actually a very good point, because if you do have that in your bathroom, you know, now you got a much bigger repair on your hands, because you can't put a new floor down if the old subfloor is rotted and soft, because the new floor is going to crack or move, or the seams will pull apart of its laminate and so on.
You know what we should have is a segment on how not to do it. And that's
right.
Not the way to do it. I didn't know. I was kind of handy, but I wasn't that handy. I do remember learning, much as anything else, the cement drying on my hands.
Yeah.
When I thought that was using a knife to scrape it off.
You know, they have this material that's like an adhesive for tile. It's like a two-sided adhesive. You put it on the wall, and you peel it off, and you stick the tile right on the adhesive sheet, so you don't have to glue it, and then you can grout right away. So it's a little bit easier today.
What a great tip that is. Get lots of great tips at MoneyPit.com and listen to the Money Pit radio show. Check it out, MoneyPit.com. Say it again, Doug. MoneyPit.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.